This is Dr. Yosefine dictating Ultrasound Reports for Fall Family Medicine. Patient name is Allen, A-L-L-E-N. First name is Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Date of birth is 06-12-44. Ordering physician is Dr. Torrey. His exam is 01-24-13. Patient symptoms, irregular menses with dysfunctional uterine bleeding, new paralysis. This study is done in comparison to ultrasound report performed on July 24, 2008. At that point in time, she had a 1 centimeter diameter uterine fibroid noted in the mid portion of the uterus. New paralysis. And into the middle, transabdominal transvaginal pelvic ultrasound, new paralysis. The bladder is minimally filled on initial images, limiting sensitivity of detail, both in the bladder and of the transabdominal pelvic images. The uterus is approximately 6.7 centimeters in length. Endometrial thickness is approximately 3.4 millimeters. There is increased echogenicity noted within the endometrial lining, suggesting a possibility of calcification of polyps or adenomyosis. The previously identified uterine body in the mid portion of the uterus remains present. It is increased to 1.8 centimeters in diameter. It now appears to impinge upon the endometrial lining. The right ovary measures 2.1 by 1.9 by 1.4 centimeters. Multiple hypocolic areas are noted in the right side of the ovary. Multiple hypocolic areas are noted in the right ovaries. Likely residual follicular cysts. The most superior is 0.8 centimeters, mid one is also 0.8 centimeters, inferior ones are 0.6 centimeters and 0.8 centimeters. They do not demonstrate internal echogenicity or other concerning changes. The left ovary measures 2.2 by 2.2 by 1.4 centimeters. There are also hypocolic areas noted in the left ovary, all subcentimeter in size. Let me go back up and start on that again. Go back to the point where I start on the right ovary, and I'll just start with that again. The right ovary is 2.1 by 1.9 by 1.4 centimeters, or hypocolic areas in the right ovary. No internal echogenicity or shadowing. The left ovary measures 2.2 by 2.2 by 1.4 centimeters. Hypocolic areas are also noted in the left ovary. Comparing both the left and right ovary, these appear to be residual follicular cysts, narrow internal echogenicity, or significant thickening of the walls to indicate other pathology. The posterior cul-de-sac is without evidence of free fluid. No other pathology is identified in neuropathies. Impression. The previously identified uterine fibroid has increased in size to approximately 1.8 centimeters and now appears to impinge upon the endometrial lining. There is also punctuated increased echogenicity within the endometrial lining itself, raising the possibility of endometrial polyps, new palpies. Hypoechoic areas are noted in both of the patient's ovaries. They do not have a pathologic appearance, but given the patient's age of 68 years, I'd recommend repeat ultrasound in three to six months' time to document stability versus change. This is a dish on Alan, Catherine.